Vayter in Shaspir and Daf Lamed Aleph, picking it up on Lamed Amud Beis, is 17 lines up from the bottom. The finale, my friends, we've made it. Baruch Hashem, the very last day of Maseches Tainus. What a zechus, what a geshmak, a gevaldik, a time we've had together, and how we've spent our times learning a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Teire. So just quickly, this year should be for Refuah Shalema, for Yitzchak Moshe ben Michal, Gali Naiva Vita Niflos Misore Secha, Ribono Shalom. Open my eyes and let me see the beauty of your Torah. Okay, with that in mind, let's jump in, my friends. The last off, Maseches Tainus. 17 lines up from the bottom, Lamed Beis. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, lo yom tov liyisol k'chamisha sarba av k'yom kippurim. There were no great days, no happy days like those 2 days. The 15th Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, and Yom Kippur. Now, says the Gemara, Harada, Bish, Shlomi Yom Kippurim. I understand why you're going to see Yom Kippur is a big deal. Why? Mishum de'ispe slicho mechila, yom shenita baluchas achronos. Because we had slicho mechila, we were totally forgiven the day that we were given the second set of luchos. Rashi goes through the whole cheshbon, how from Shavasa B'Tamas until then was 80 days, until finally we got kaparat avonot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and he forgave us for our sins. However, Ella, Tu B'Av, Mahi, what Shaycha, what is Tu B'Av? What happened in Tu B'Av that's so special? The Gemara is going to run through a list of 6 different ideas to answer this question. So let's begin. Yom Shehutra Shvatim Levazabazeh. It was a day that they allowed the Shvatim to marry one into the next. Intermarriage between Shvatim. The Torah Kedosha, says Rashi, tells us, this is Bamidbar Lamed Vav, that when a girl goes out and she gets property, she's yoreish some property from her family, she should make sure that she davens in, she davens. Someone just wrote me a message. She goes ahead and she should marry someone from her own shevet in order to not have the Yerusha, the inheritance that she gets at the different parts of the land, be transferred to another shevet. Now, if she ends up dying, then the property goes to her husband. And the property goes to her husband. She's not from this. It's not from the same shevet. Then it gets switched over to another shevet. However, on Tu B'Av, the Chacham said that you are allowed to do such an idea, and they did a little. You're allowed to have this intermarriage thing going on. It was only those who entered to saw they couldn't, but afterwards it could. So they go, my darish. How did they go ahead and come to that conclusion? How did they figure that out? Says Zeha Davish Hatziv Hashem Lebnos Tzalafchad. This is that which the law that was decided by Benos Tzalafchad. Now, remember the story about Tzalafchad, that what happened is that their father died and there were only girls over there, and they were no brothers, and they said they wanted to inherit, they wanted to get. Davar Zeh Lo Ye Noig Ella Bedor Zeh. And we said that this idea that a woman is not allowed to go ahead and marry to somebody who got some property only applies in that particular dar. They do inherit their father, but they're only allowed to marry to their tribes is in that dar. Amar Rav Yosef Amar Achmana. So that's number one. Number one is the fact they were able to go ahead in different shvatim, can marry to different shvatim. Number two, Amar Rav Yosef Amar Nachman, Yom Shehutar Shevet Binyamin Levo B'Kahal. This was the day that they allowed Shevet Binyamin to come back and marry other people, other Yidden. This is a very intense story that happened with Binyamin, with what's known as Pilegesh Begiva. For those who'd like to look into it, so look in Shoftim, and you'll learn the story over there. Prakam Yotes, Chaf Aleph, it's very, very intense stuff. So because of the way that they behave, which is not okay, the Yidden were like, that's it, we're not marrying these people, we're not giving our daughters to these people. Shinem as Pasuk says, V'ish Yisrael Nishpah B'mitzpah Lemor, Ish Mimenu Lo Yitein Bita L'Binyamin L'Isha, we're not going to give over our children to Binyamin, no chance. My daughter, so how did they go ahead and switch it over? They said that they can't do it all of a sudden. Amarav Mimenu, meaning from ourselves, but Lo B'Benenu, but not from our children. And on Tu B'Av is when it was decided that is allowed to be everyone else as well. Number three, Rabbi Rechana Amar Rabbi Yochanan comes and says, Yom Shekalubo Mesi Midbar. It was the 15th of Av. Tu B'Av was a day when they stopped dying in the Midbar. Another sad story in our history, and that was after Tisha B'Av. We know that when they came like the Meraglim, and they told everyone that about they reported badly about Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem said that, you know what's going to happen now, because he spoke like that. Everybody that's been the ages of 20 and 60 years old, they're gonna die by the time they go ahead and they reach the age of 60. Now, a lot of people were dying every year. And when they would do this, they would go ahead on Tisha B'Av, they would die, and they would everyone would dig their own graves. They would lie down in the grave. The next morning, they would say, everyone who's alive, get up. And anybody who survived got up, and everyone else was buried. And this happened every single year for 40 years, until finally in the 40th year, when they said, everyone, you know, who's alive, get up. And everybody got up. They thought they made a mistake. And it's like, oh no, maybe we didn't calculate Tisha B'Av right. They did it the next night also. And they kept doing it until they got to the middle of the month when there's a full moon, and they realized for sure it's not Tisha B'Av anymore, and they realized, wow, it's over, nobody's dying anymore. They were very excited about that, and that was on Tu B'Av. So that was Yom Shekolo Mesei Midbar. To Amar Mar, Ad Shelo Kolo Mesei Midbar, Lo Hayadibor Im Moshe. That as long as this was happening, that people were dying, Hashem didn't speak with Moshe the way that he once spoke with him. Rashi says, Lo Yedibur, second to last line at the end of the line in Rashi, Lo Yedibur and Moshe, Beyichud, Bechiba, Dechsiv, Veidaber Hashem, Eli. There was a difference in the way that the communication happened. Leimor, Ani, Eli, Nisiachet, Edibur. Rashi said, continues, Ralph, Gavdamak, Mehachi, Ksiv, Kroi, Behu, Veidaber, Ikedami, Lohoya, Pe, El Pe, Ela, Bechizion, Laila, Gimgum. It was a different type of talking. Rashi then says, this is a mistake, not true. And it's back to the first one, saying that what? That it was a gimgum. This whole thing is inaccurate, but rather it was just less chiba. But it was still pe'el pe', just less chiba. It wasn't the same level. Shemar the pasuk says, Vayika asher tamu ka'an she'i. To me was the dibor, and we find there that was back to the schiba and delicious connection. Now, number four. Ula Amar Amos says, Yom Shabit Hoshea ben Ela Prosdios. It was the day that this king named Hoshea ben Ela, he took away all the blocks that were set up. Rashi says, Shehoshev Yerovim ben Avot al Adrachim. Remember, we learned about this a few times, that he set up these blocks that people weren't allowed to go ahead and go do Aliyah L'Regel, and they stopped them from doing it. But when he became king, he removed them, they could. Shelo Yali Yisrael L'Regel, he stopped them, V'amar, and when it came to Hoshea ben Ela, he came along, beep, and he said, Lamed Aleph, he said, L'Eza Shehir Tu Yala, forever, whichever one you want to go, you can go. Freedom of religion, freedom of expression, wherever you want. Even though Rashi has pointed out, he was a Rasha, still he allowed people to go back. Rav Masa Amar Masa says, another answer. Yom Shinit Harugi Beitar Likfur. Tu B'Av was the day that the Harugi Beitar were allowed to go and be buried. Gemara in Gittin, it tells a whole horrible story about the Romans came along and they killed everybody in Beitar and they didn't let them go bury them. And miraculously what happened was their bodies didn't decompose, as we're going to see. Vamar of Masna, Osu Yom Shedita Ryu Beitar Likvura, the day that they allowed them to bury them, take them beyond that Tova Metiv, they were Mesakin in Beitar, the Bracha of Atov V'Hametiv. This is a throwback, my friends, to, we saw this in Brachos, Memches, about the benching over there. The tov, the good, which was like the unbelievable miracle that they weren't masriach, they didn't come disgusting. And the metiv that they're able to be buried, they're given over to be buried. And now, number six, the finale. Rabbi Rav Yosef Tamar Tavar, the Bible said, Yom Shapasku Milichos Eitzim L'Maracha. It was the day that they would stop going ahead and cutting down trees in order to give wood for the mizbeach. Rashi says, "Afi shehin lachin," because these are, they're moist, they're wet. The meos says, "Man in koch becham liabshan." The sun's heat stops being so intense there, and it can't dry it out. V'chashin, and we're worried v'pnei tolas, because of the worms that'll be there. Afi she'etz she'yesh bo tolas pasul larachik damrinan, eitz that has a tree that has in it worms, a wormy tree is not allowed to be used over there. D'tanya, like we're learning to the Brisa, Rabbi Eliezer Agadol Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Agadol comes and he says, Michamisha Otsa Ba'av, Eilich Toshish Kochel Shulchama, from the 15th of the month of Av and on, the strength of the sun becomes weaker. Right, it's like the summer months, it's the end of the summer months. Below you, Korsan Eitzel Norach, they wouldn't cut down for it to go and to build up the Mizbeach there, Fishan Rivation, because it's not dried. And again, we can't have any worms coming out there. Amar Rabbi Nashe Vakarile, Yom Tavar Magal. The day that the axe broke. Rashi says, Yom Tavar Magal, like Tavar, like Shavar, breaking. Shvir Sagarzen, Shapasik Hachote Milach Tovetim. It's a day they would stop going ahead and cutting down the trees. Mikan Ve'elich, from then on, from Tu B'Av on, Demosif Yosef. Rashi says, Mikan Ve'elich, from that time on, Michamisha Sar B'Av Ve'elich, from the 15th and Av, and on, The Mosiv Leili is Aliyamim, that the nights are longer than the days. Lasuk b'Torah Yosef Chayim al Chayev. Someone should be Osik in Torah and use that time to shtag, my friends. You do that, you're going to add life. You're going to give yourself life. The Mosiv Yosef, with the low Mosiv, someone who doesn't add on. Ooh, I don't want to even say it, but we got to switch her over here. Tzarek Lomer Yosef. And if you don't go ahead and do it, then Yosef, it's going to be ending. Meaning, if you don't do what you got to do, then it's going to be the end of you. Maye Yosef, what does that mean? It's going to be like literally to be gathered up. Amar Yosef, Tikbere Ime, it means this person's mother will bury them. Oh my goodness. What does that mean? Kloma Yomus Beloito, he's going to die, not in this time. We got a steig in the nights. Light up the nights, the night of steiging. Okay, next part of the Mishnah we said, Shabahem Benos Yushalayim. That they would go ahead and they get on their white clothing and they'd get and make sure they borrowed from other people so no one should be embarrassed. Tanu Rabbanon, Bas Melech Shalos Mi Bas Kohen Gadol, the daughter of a king, she would take from the daughter of the Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, Afo Pi Shahilu Shoelis. Mibas Kohen Gadol Shalavayish is a Shoelas Mitoch Sheinla. Rashi says Mibas Kohen Gadol Shu Karov is Samach Malchus, as someone who's Karov to the Malchus of Bas Kohen Gadol. Bas Kohen Gadol Mibas Gan, she would take from the Skan. Rashi says Kohen Choshev. Mimunat Tachas Kohen Gadol Yos Tachtab Yom Kippur Mimir Psul, like we saw in Yuma Dav Beis. But Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur Mishamish Zeh Skan Tachtav, they took the garments from them. Ubas Skan Mibas Mashuach LaMelchama, another coin which we also we've dealt with in the past that we saw in Maseches Yuma and in other places also. So they would go take from the Bas Mashuach Melchama. That's the one that was set up. There was a Kohen that was in charge of the Melchama, would say, who is the one who's scared and is nervous from war? Go home. Bas Mashuach Melchama, Bas Kohen Hedot, come take from a regular coin. Each one would borrow one from the next. How come? To not embarrass someone who doesn't have. Then we said, all of these clothing, they need to be put in the mikvah. Got to put it in the mikvah. All this is done in order to not embarrass those if the clothing needs tevila because it's tameh. Even these are put aside in a box. They're all wrapped up and put in a box. Still, don't think that that means that, oh, for sure it's not tummy. Even so, you do it again so that nobody should be embarrassed in case one of them is tummy. Benos. Pardon moi. They would go after the young girls of Bnei Israel. They would go out and they would dance in the krum. They dance in the vineyards. Tana. Now they would go through different so what would happen? Mishin lo isha niftel sham, anyone didn't have a wife, they'd go out there. This is a big shidduch market. And now we have the different things that each one of them would say. Miyuchas shebehen ayu omros bachor. The ones that were miyuchas, in other words, they come from good lineage, they would go out and they would say to the people that are over there, say, young man, and say the following, Tana Rabbanan, Yefefios, shebehen meyomros. That would go through each one. The beautiful ones would say, Tinu enichem liyofi. Give your eyes to the beautiful ones. She'ena isha elu liyofi. Because what's a woman for after all? A woman is for beauty. What about the ones that had lineage? What would they say? You guys should look at the mishpacha. We're here for kids. Rashi says, you're not going to have any problems for shidduchim for your kids, whether boys or girls, because what about the ones that are less good looking? It's called a bit ugly. What would they say? Go do this l'shem shamayim. But make sure that you're gonna get us all dressed up nicely with gold, and we should look really nice. Now we go ahead and we finish off. This is it, my friends, the finale of the Masechta. Here we go. Amar Ula Bira, Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, "Name Rabbi Lazar." In the future, Hashem is going to make there's going to be dancing for the tzaddikim. So we're going to be dancing, so we end up again with dancing. The girls all have to dance, and we go and we dance. For who Yosef and Gan Eden, because who's going to sit between them means in the middle of that circle in Gan Eden. Kol echad vechad marba etzvo, everyone is going to go and point. All the same, going to point. Shenemar, they're going to point to Akadosh Baruch Hu, Anachnu Ovim Otcha. Says Rashi, Va'omer Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo V'Yosheinu Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo Negila V'Nisim Chabishu Aso. Everyone's going to do it. Shirem, as the pasuk says, "Va'amar bayomahu, va'yomar, va'yomar bayomahu." Hine ze, hine Elokeinu ze kivinu lo v'yoshinu ze Hashem kivinu lo. Hizeh Hashem kivinu lo. You know what, my friends? This requires the proper kavod. Hizeh Hashem kivinu lo.
I see me tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, see me tov. Hajan alach b'shlosh prokim usaligala miseches tani.
Okay, friends, you know what our minhag is. We said we're going to hajan alach, so let's actually hajan alach, shall we? Chaf vav. We have over here at the beginning of our parak here, B'shlosha prakam Hashanah Kohanim Nosem Eskapeim. There are three times a year that they go ahead and they do it four times during the day. That, my friends, are Yotzei doing that. And now we said we're going to Hajar Alach Maseches Tainis. So let's do that as well. Hajar Alon. Let's take a look. Me'emasai Tainis Abbeis. Me'emasai Meskirin Gurus Kishamim. When do we start mentioning Gurus Kishamim? Machlokas Rabbi Leazer, Rabbi Yoshua. Well, my friends, that is it for now. Mazel Tov to all Mesayimim. Looking forward to starting Maseches Megillah. And for now, we're going to call it a day. I wish all y'all a great, great day.